Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision, SIR exercise, of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that, in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, Ration Card and Voter ID Card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, a bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi questioned the timing of SIR. The court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and why the exercise cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. The apex court remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check citizenship. Noting that the draft revised rolls will be published in August, the Supreme Court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file their rejoinder affidavit in, if any, before the next hearing. The Central Count has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to flood and landslide affected states of Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Kerala and Uttarakhand. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees have been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar asserted that the strength of a nation lies in the originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Inaugurating the two-day conference of vice-chancellors of central universities at Kevadia in Narmada district, Mr. Pradhan said that there has been a fundamental change in the higher education structure of the country in the last decade.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति 2020 हमारे सामने एक क्लैरिटी की पथवे है हमारे सामने जब अगर हम पिछले 10 साल की 11 साल की समीक्षा करते हैं 2014-15 की बेस डाटा से बेसलाइन डाटा से आज हम लोगों की 30% इंक्रीज हुई है उच्च शिक्षा की पार्टिसिपेशन उसमें से महिलाओं की सबसे ज्यादा हुई है 38% हमारी पीएचडी स्कॉलर्स की संख्या बढ़ी है हमारी शेड्यूल ट्राइब स्टूडेंट्स की 14 की तुलना में अभी 10% ग्रोथ हुई है एससीज की
The Niti Aayog launched a roadmap for strengthening state science and technology councils today in New Delhi. The roadmap outlines a strategic vision for strengthening the role and functioning of state science and technology councils across India. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a money laundering case against 29 actors, influencers and YouTubers for allegedly promoting illegal betting applications. Film actors Vijay Devarakonda, Rana Dagupati, Prakash Raj, Nidhi Agarwal and Pranita Subhash are among those who have been booked by the ED. The individuals named in the case are expected to be summoned by the police shortly for questioning. Domestic benchmark indices slipped today as weakness in IT stocks outweighed gains in financials. At close, the Sensex was down 345 points or 0.41% at 83,190 and Nifty 50 closed at 25,355. In cricket, host England were 83 for 2 against India at lunch on the opening day of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat. The five-match series is currently level at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.